Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, I'll be interviewing organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park to learn more about who they are, what they do, and how you can get involved. Happy New Year to all of our listeners. So glad to be back in the studio after an extended break, and very excited to have our first guest of 2024 with me, Tahoma Doyon from Club North West. Tahoma, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, if you could just start us off, let our listeners know what your role is at Club Northwest and how you got started.
Yeah, so I got started probably about 17, 18 years ago. I was going to Western Washington at the time, and I was running on the cross country and track team, and I put on a fun run there, and our assistant coach was also on the board of directors and the founder of Club Northwest. And so we teamed up, and when I graduated, I moved back down to Seattle and put a lot of events on with them. And that's kind of never looked back. Put on a lot of events since those early years. So,
yeah. All right. So a long history with Club Northwest. And then the organization itself. What do you do, and how did the organization get started?
Yeah, so Club Northwest got started in the 70s, and the founder is Bill Rowe. He passed away a couple years ago, but he has a long legacy in Seattle and international running. He was president of USATF for a while. He worked at the grassroots level at Western Washington, high schools around here, and just lots of running events. You know, sometimes we would joke he was the voice of running because he would be on the mic at so many different running events that you would just associate that voice with running. And great guy and super knowledgeable. It started in the 70s, Club Northwest, as an actual club recognized by USATF, United States Track and Field. And it was a group of guys, they call it the Track House. You know, a lot of them were running at UW or ex-UW. And then there was Bill Rowe, who had all this, you know, event knowledge. And they started a running club. And we wear bright orange because when they were thinking about all the things you have to do for a club, they're like, well, what's our colors going to be? And one of the guys was like, you know, orange is like the most visible. You know, if you have a pack of runners, it's nice to be able to see your team. And so he's like, how about bright orange? And, you know, orange isn't really like a Northwest color by any means, but it is very visible and we've come to embrace it. And yeah.
Well, orange is my favorite color, so I love the colors for the organization. And as a running organization and a runner yourself, what is your favorite run destination in Washington State?
I call Washington a mecca of running, especially when I went to Western. I mean, just from like the campus, you didn't have to use a car and you'd be out on trails. You could go north, south, east, or west, and there'd be great trails, you know. Lake Padden, Whatcom Falls, and Urban Trail. There's just so much that it's hard to pinpoint one, but obviously, you know, it's definitely mainstream now, but Lake Enchantments in Leavenworth is just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, people come from all over the world to go there. If you're trying to camp it, there's a whole lottery system, right. But if you're fit, you know, you can hike or do a trail run in one day, and you can just buy a day pass for that. You know, some other spots, the Olympic National Forest, I feel like is amazing and less crowded. Go to WTA.org. That's got the directory of all our amazing trails out here. So
yeah, I have not been to the Enchantments yet, but it's on my list. Priority for this coming year, definitely. How about outside of Washington State? Do you have an all-time favorite run destination?
Well, I'm gonna say this one just because I've actually went back again because I enjoyed it so much. The Canadian Rockies. Mm. So you can, you know, you go to Spokane and then it's about north 6 hours from like Spokane, Coeur d'Alene area. It's called like Spray National Park. It's really gorgeous, not as crowded as like Banff and all that area. And then there's this mountain called Mount Assiniboine. And I think it's one of the most gorgeous peaks around North America. So if you have a chance to get out there, that's just epic.
Nice. I will have to check that one out. Now, advice for beginners. I do some running, run a few times during the week. I don't go very far or very fast, so I'd probably consider myself a little bit of a beginner as well. What advice do you have for folks who are just starting out on their running journey?
Yeah, that's an awesome question because, you know, Club Northwest is all about getting everyone out there. And that's what I love about running is it doesn't matter whether, you know, you're cranking out 5 minute miles or you're like, hey, I want to get my 15 minute mile down to a 13 minute mile. You know, it's like running is just you just put your shoes on and you get out there. So what I tell beginners is like, look at your schedule and realistically ask yourself, how many days a week am I able to get outside and run? And that's your basis, whether it's 2 days a week, whether it's you're more ambitious, 5 days a week, whatever it is, you start there and schedule it. And the earlier you get your run done, like anything, the earlier you get it done, the more likely it is to happen. So like if you're, you know, postponing until 6 o'clock, it's going to be hard to get that run done. But if you, you know, put it on your schedule and just start there. Hey, I'm going to just focus on this many days a week. And once you get your shoes on and you're out there, you know, your body kind of lets you know what you're able to do. And it's that progression over time that you'll see. And it's great when you're on your fitness journey. You know, you feel really good when you come back, you get those natural endorphins and, you know, hopefully some vitamin D and all that good stuff to keep you, you know, physically and mentally healthy.
Well, that is some great advice. And for those folks who are starting out, they're looking for maybe some folks to go on a run with. What sort of opportunities does Club Northwest offer for beginners just starting out?
Yeah, so we have a Tuesday night workout that's free. You don't have to join Club Northwest. Club Northwest is only $50 for an annual membership, FYI. So we keep it affordable for people and you get lots of perks with it. We have some social runs. We have, you know, our Tuesday night workout. And you can go to our website, clubnorthwest.org. And that's at Roosevelt High School in the evenings. And, you know, it's usually like some kind of interval workout and there's different pace groups and everyone's welcome to that. We do like a Sunday long run. That's, you know, you need to be running a little bit if you want to do that one because it is a longer run. So check the information on that. And, you know, signing up for a 5K is really great to have on your calendar motivation wise. We have the Magnuson series that you can do every other month. We have an event and we keep the course the same so you can come back and check how your fitness is doing. You know, our biggest event of the year, the Resolution Run, it's at Magnuson Park. And that one's really fun because you have the option of jumping in the lake at the end of the 5K, and there's a dry option too. And then we have heated tents and, you know, chili and a beer garden and good times for that one.
So you mentioned the membership for Club Northwest. What does membership look like? Where are your members coming from? Is it Washington State, all of Pacific Northwest, farther out from that? Are there age ranges, beginners, pros? All of that. What does membership look like for Club Northwest?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're definitely predominantly a Seattle club. There are, you know, running clubs all over Washington. Mm-hmm. So we're just one of them. We probably have, you know, there's a cross country season that a lot of clubs join from all over. And there's like a cross country nationals that's hosted every year. And we're actually hosting cross country nationals in 2024, which will be exciting at Chambers Bay. So that's some pretty cool news. You'll see some of the best runners from all over the U.S. come there. And our team's really good. We have a competitive team. So we do have that kind of, you know, if you're getting out of college and you still want to run, we still have opportunities for those guys to keep their fitness high. And then our membership is growing. I think we have around 400, 500 members of just, you know, it's mostly rec runners. And, you know, maybe they want to come to our social holiday run, or they enjoy the discounts for our events and they come to our workouts. And yeah, so it's a mix of people and mostly Seattle based. But yeah, we do have members that are further out, but most of our activities are in Seattle. So
for folks looking for that group to kind of join and get into running, you mentioned $50 for the membership. What other steps does somebody need to take in order to become a member?
Yeah, so you just sign up online, you know, you get a t-shirt, and then there's different emails you can subscribe to, you know, like, oh, I want to do the social runs, or I'm interested in volunteering, or I want to join your cross-country team. So you just kind of click those check boxes for the emails, and that's how we communicate. And before, we didn't have too big of a social media presence, but we've definitely got some talented young folks on our board. And we're always looking for volunteers, and you volunteer and you get involved in the organization. We have annual meeting once a year. We have board spots that are open. But yeah, it's pretty easy. You just sign up, and then that's how you communicate. And then you can join the social media, and we communicate through there.
So clubnorthwest.org, check that out if you're looking to be a member. So you've mentioned some of those races and events. On the website, there is also mention of teams and workouts. What are the teams and workouts? Can you give us an overview of those?
Yeah, so like I said, we have a Tuesday night workout that's free. You don't have to be a member. Just come on, and that's more of an interval style workout. And we have a coach. It's going to be a different workout every time. They'll post it, I believe, on the website, so you know kind of what you're getting into. And you can just join with your pace group. And it's nice to have other people to work out with, because I know me personally, if I try and do a workout on the track by myself, it's like I can hardly get my heart rate up. I don't know. The motivation isn't there. But if I have other people around me, we're chatting, we're catching up, you know, and we're also getting some fitness in. And that's really how if you want to see gains, you really should try to go to one like running workout a week, and then follow, you know, if you can do a longer run once a week, that's awesome too. And then just sprinkle in some just runs outside your door, you know, find your little loop that you'd like to do, and keep that consistent.
And then the teams, how are teams broken up within Club Northwest?
So we have a cross-country season, a men's and women's team, and it consists of like four or five races, you know, and they're free races, which is nice. We host a couple of them here, like Lower Woodland, Lincoln Park. We also go up and do the race that Western Washington puts on. So that's nice. You know, you could see some college runners and some good competition there. That's in Bellingham. If you want to run the national meet, that's at a different city every year. And that's a really fun event, too. You'll meet running clubs from all over the U.S. and there's no like time that you need to run to get in. They accept everybody. And so that's the team. We do, you know, there are some guys that do like shorter and middle distance stuff, and they'll sign up for some track events during the track season, you know, some college events. But I'd say that team is a little bit smaller and kind of a little bit more individual based. But there is, you know, a workout. And if you're a higher level runner, we also do a Wednesday night workout that our coach Tom Cotner, you know, you just send him an email and he has like an entry period once or twice a year, and you can get into that workout. So we do cater to, you know, higher level runners as well.
And age ranges, what are the age ranges for folks who are looking to join Club Northwest?
So we do have a small youth team that does some workouts. So if you have kids, or, you know, high school kids, or you're one yourself. You can check that out on our website. And then I'd say after that, it's, yeah, people getting out of college or in college all the way. We have runners that are in their 70s still running, you know. And, okay. I wanted to mention, too, the next Magnuson Series is our holiday fun run, but it's also a 5K, local 5K championship race. And so there's, like, we do some prize money and for age categories too. And I had somebody email me and I had to double check his birthday because he wants to compete in the, he wants to win his age category and he's 80 years old. And I was like, I think there's a good chance you're going to win.
All right. So, yeah. Yeah. So a lot of opportunities there, a wide range of ages, a lot of opportunities with the programming. So for folks who are just starting out in running or already in it and looking for that group to join, Club Northwest is here with me. They are a nonprofit organization that supports and develops running programs in the Pacific Northwest. And I have Tahoma Doyen from Club Northwest with me. So turning our attention to Magnuson Park, you've mentioned the Magnuson Park series. How else is Club Northwest connected to Magnuson Park?
Magnuson Park's a great park because they offer space to nonprofits, you know, and I believe till recently it was solely just rented out to nonprofits. And we were one of those nonprofits that jumped in and got some office space. And you need a lot of space to store race equipment. So that was very helpful for us. You know, I think we get a fair deal with the parks and it's a good partnership. And so, yeah, our home base is Magnuson Park, and we have, you know, storage and a small office here. This park is great for putting on events. You know, it's one of Seattle's best event parks.
I have to agree, one of the best parks in Seattle for events and even just for hanging out. It is an amazing park. Really happy to be part of an organization based in the park as well. So you have the space, you have a great park for these events. What other benefits do you see from Club Northwest being in Magnuson Park and being able to put on programs in Magnuson Park?
We put on an Earth Day run every year, Magnuson Series Earth Day run, and we partner with Green Seattle and Earth Runs, and we've been planting trees and native plants in the park for over 15 years. And we do that event, we do like a tree giveaway too. And we have some like Magnuson Park gardeners that come and talk to folks about proper planting. And, you know, if you have any questions, garden related, native tree related, they're a great resource. And you can bring one home, you can pot one, and we donate it. You know, Magnuson Park still has a lot of stewardship to do. Like before the Navy took it over, I mean, there was old growth here. Mm-hmm. There was trees, you know, that were bigger than your wingspan, you know, and we're slowly rehabilitating it back, which is great to see over the years. Some of these trees get really big and, you know, more wetlands are being done. There's a lot of environmental organizations, and we also, as Club Northwest, help out a little bit in that area
too. Well, speaking of which, what organizations are you working with in Magnuson Park or in this area?
Yeah, so like I said, personally, do you know Tom Kelly? He's a steward for Green Seattle, and he's retired, and he's here all the time working and restoring Magnuson Park, and it's great. So he's an awesome resource. I'll do some volunteer work with him, post-volunteer activities, and, you know, the Magnuson Series will, like, fund some planting projects. We work with the Parks Department and be like, okay, this is the area we're going to go in. So we do, like, a fall planting party every year, and then we have our Earth Day run every year.
So with the Magnuson Park Series, you've mentioned that it's the same route every time. You have different themes throughout the year. How many of those runs or races are you putting on in Magnuson Park throughout the year? And what do those look like?
Yeah, so we do 6 Magnuson Series events, and a lot of them have a theme. Earth Day, we have our Turkey Trot's the biggest one. our holiday run. We have a Valentine's Day run, and it's just a low key, you know, fitness run. It's $28, chip timed. You know, we have some food at the end, and it's a great course. It brings you all throughout the park. You see a lot of areas. Just easy to get a race on the calendar. We try to keep that easy for people.
And are these 5K, 10K, run, walk? What are folks doing at the Magnuson Park Series?
Yeah, so the Magnuson Series is a 5K loop, and we'll let you do it one, two, or three times. So we have three distance options for you. And you can walk it, you can run it. Like I said, you know, we chip time it. So our goal is, hey, you do one and then keep running. And hey, I want to see where I'm at. And you can come back and do it again.
All right. So 2024, all of those New Year resolutions coming into play. You've got these Magnuson Park Series coming up. Which ones are coming at the beginning of this year? You mentioned the Valentine's Day. You mentioned
the resolution
Earth Day.
Run. That's the resolution run. On the first every year, and that one's really fun. You have the option of jumping in the water at the end. We have the heated tents. That's a big event. You know, we'll probably get like 1,500 people this year. I think it's going to be. Wow. Pretty cool. And then all the Magnuson Series events. There's a Winter Grand Prix, which is a 2-mile series. Then, yeah, the all-comers meets that are out in Shoreline. So
okay, so a lot of events going on in Magnuson Park, but in kind of the Seattle area as well. So make sure to check those out. You have the website, clubnorthwest.org. What other ways can folks find out information? Is there social media accounts? Is there a newsletter they can sign up for? What does that look like for folks who want more information?
Yeah, so we do have Instagram and Facebook. So the Instagram is just at Club Northwest, and same with the Facebook. Once you become a member, you can sign up. We have a general newsletter that we send out with all our going-ons of the club, and then we have those specific newsletters, like I said, you know, cross-country, social events, etc., volunteer options. Yeah, we also just started a Slack since our membership is growing. So that's an app that you can download, and there's different channels, and you know, hey, I want to meet up for a run with some people. So that's a new thing we're starting on too.
We've heard volunteer opportunities a couple times. What do those look like? What can folks do as volunteers with Club Northwest?
Yeah, mainly it's for our events. So, you know, we try to keep the cost of our events low. And to do that, it's powered by a lot of volunteers, you know, a lot of dedicated club members, you know, will come out and volunteer. And, you know, we need people on the course to make sure people are going the right way and traffic stays a certain way. We need people to help set up the course and clean up and hand out bibs and lots of information on that. And if you're a member, you'll probably get some emails letting you know about all the opportunities.
Mm-hmm. And does someone need to be a member in order to volunteer for the events?
No. So you can go on the website, and if you're like, hey, you know, I don't necessarily want to run this event, but I'd like to volunteer at it, you can email the event organizer. It should be on there who's running that event, and they'll get you in the right direction.
Great. And for folks who may not be able to volunteer their time, what other ways can they contribute to Club Northwest? Are there financial contributions, in-kind or material donations? What does that look like for Club Northwest?
Yeah, we are a nonprofit, so we do have a donation option. And when you donate, it goes to things, you know, help, like I said, we keep our event costs low. So it goes to events, helping make those run smoothly. It goes to our team. You know, we send a team to nationals, a cross-country team. We send a team to nationals every year, you know, and our open team, like our really fast guys and women as well, will pay for their plane ticket and their hotel and entry fee to that event. And then our social events, you know, our holiday run, we're going to order pizza for everybody and, you know, stuff like that.
Now, the orange color for the uniforms and for Club Northwest, I noticed that there is also a shop online. Is that a members-only shop? What sort of gear can folks get from Club Northwest?
Yeah, so the online shop, anyone can order stuff. You know, if you like, you say you like orange, mm-hmm. go for it. You know, we love seeing the logo out there, and I'm sure if you've been to some races, you've seen our orange jerseys out there. It's pretty prominent. Yeah, so that's always evolving. We have a partnership with Brooks, so it's nice local gear, and we get screened and kind of changes seasonally. So if there's something you like, feel free to grab it.
All right, well, check out clubnorthwest.org for information about those upcoming events, for volunteer opportunities, the financial contributions, and definitely check out the shop if you are into that bright orange gear. As we are wrapping up here, any final words you would like to leave our listeners with?
Keep running.
Perfect.
Just keep, and if you have to start, if it's a run walk, that's all good too. Just get out and enjoy, you know, our beautiful area.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. One final question for you. What song do you associate with Club Northwest?
So our founder, Bill Rowe, who Club Northwest wouldn't be without, we've done a lot of events together. And when I was asking him, hey, you know, what are some good running mix tunes? He was like, how about Running on Empty? And I was like, oh, that's perfect for the folks that are, you know, in those longer distance races, and just, you can tell they're running on empty.
I love it. I love it. Tahoma, thank you so much for being here. Really enjoyed learning more about Club Northwest. Looking forward to seeing those bright orange uniforms around Magnuson Park this year.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Tahoma Doyon from Club Northwest, a nonprofit that supports and develops track and field, cross country, road racing, race walking, and mountain, ultra, and trail running in the Pacific Northwest. Visit clubnorthwest.org to learn more about this incredible organization. Club Northwest also has the Winter Breeze Run coming to Magnuson Park on Saturday, February 10th at 10 a.m. This is a great event to do with a friend, family member, or Valentine, so come on down to Magnuson Park and get your run or walk on. Check out magnusonseries.org for more information and to get your tickets in advance. Another event coming to Magnuson Park, Magnuson Community Garden is hosting an MLK Day project on Monday, January 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Magnuson Park Pea Patch. For this project, volunteers will be using hand tools to assemble, install, and prepare cedar garden boxes for spring planting. These boxes will greatly enhance the ability of gardeners with mobility challenges to enjoy a garden plot at waist level. Magnuson Pea Patch will provide all materials, tools, refreshments, and supplies, and plenty of really strong French roast. Check out magnusoncommunitygarden.org for more information and to register in advance. And thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, are looking for a schedule of our programs, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. Stay with us for more amazing programs coming up today, and don't forget to tune in again next Thursday at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. We'll be learning about Magnuson Community Garden, a nonprofit whose mission is to enhance the quality of urban life and strengthen community bonds by creating and sustaining an organic garden in Sandpoint Magnuson Park that will foster environmental stewardship, horticultural education, rejuvenation, and recreation. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren, broadcasting from Space 101.1 FM, the coolest radio station in the galaxy. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you at Magnuson Park.